For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, good to have you with us right here on the T980 and the Odyssey app, along with Super Bowl champion Rick Doc Walker, who won one Super Bowl, which is a pretty darn big accomplishment. But Doc, I'm sorry, I'm going to do you better. I got a four-time Super Bowl champion on the phone right now joining
us
on the show.
This guy's a legend. What are you
absolutely
talking about?
An absolute legend. He was named to the Pro Football Hall of Fame Award of Excellence just a couple of years ago. Long time NFL assistant Tony Dungy called him the greatest assistant football coach in NFL history. And he's with the current Tampa Bay Buccaneers, where he won his last Super Bowl under Tom Brady and Bruce Arians and more. It is Tom Moore, the author of The Player's Coach, out now with Rick Stroud. Tom, it's great to have you on the show. Thank you so much for doing this. How are you, sir?
Well, hey, thanks Coach, for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. Tom, you have been at this for, I think this is year 46, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
I guess the question is, I know you love the game. And I know you referred to your award in Canton, where I just was at the Pro Football Hall of Fame for the game and the enshrinement ceremony as football heaven. I know you love the game, but why so long? Why haven't you said, enough is enough, I've given everything I've got?
Well, that's how much I love it. And I've not had enough. That's my problem. I'm 85 years old, and I tell people I'm not going to retire. I'm going to go till they carry me out boots first.
Love that. Coach, what do you still enjoy most?
Here's the thing. Until you're 85 years old, you have no idea how great a feeling it is to have a job and be able to work. It's a great feeling. And I truly enjoy it. I enjoy the process of preparing for a game. I enjoy probably the process of preparing for it as much as the game. But I enjoy the game, and then it's two great teams playing each other, and once it's over, it's over. Put it to bed and move on.
What do you enjoy most about still being involved in pro football?
The process.
Okay.
That you go through. You start the training camp. Of course, the training camps are nothing like they were when I first came in the
Amen
league.
Amen to that.
My first year in the league, we were in Latrobe, Pennsylvania, for 9 weeks. And we had two-a-day sessions. Yep. With full pads and hit every day. And we had six preseason games. And, of course, that's all been tempered down. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. It's the evolution of the game. But I enjoyed the training camp, the season. I enjoyed the combine, watching the young guys work out and coming into the league. And there's really no aspect of the game that I don't enjoy.
We're being joined by Tom Moore, who is still an assistant with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers all these years after a legendary career as an assistant in Indianapolis with Tony Dungy, of course, on Chuck Knoll's staff in Pittsburgh, as you just kind of mentioned. He is the author of a new book, along with Rick Stroud, called The Player's Coach. And Tom, you've gotten to work with some of the greats of the greats of the greats. And I'm just curious, when And you know, I don't know if you explain this. I'm sure you explain this in the book because I haven't had a chance to fully read it yet. The art of dealing with greatness. How do you go about coaching greats like that have done it all, and whether it's Brady, who has reached that mountain 6 or 7 times by the time you work with him, or Peyton as a young guy, and then he finally reaches that mountain, but you know what he is. How do you go about relating to them, coaching them, and getting them better without saying, hey, you stink or you suck or whatever?
Well, there's a couple of things. Number one, I was very fortunate to get my start in the National Football League with Chuck Knoll. And Chuck's philosophy was, you're coaching the best and help the best get better.
Mm-hmm.
And the way you do that is teaching fundamentals and techniques so that they can improve and so they can play fast. And when I first came in the league, Len Swan came to me and he said, John Stallworth and I, we can catch the ball, so we don't need a lot of catching drills, but do us a favor so we can play a long time and make a lot of money. Teach us what we don't know.
Mm.
And so I've always kind of used that philosophy and told other coaches, find out what your players think they need. Ask them, where can I help you? What do you need work on? And like with Swan and Starworth, teach us how to beat coverages, teach us how to read coverages, teach us what we don't know so that we can become better. And what you do is you make the best better. And that's kind of the philosophy I operate under.
You had so much consistency with Pittsburgh, the way you guys trapped. You ran your inside running game, to me, was priceless. And it helped you preserve your quarterbacks because you couldn't put pressure on Pittsburgh because you dice you up with that run game. Do you see that coming back in today's game at some point?
I think it'll come back, and it's you know, everything is individual. In other words, I was with Pittsburgh, and we ran the trapping game, and that was our game. And to run the trapping game, the running back has to believe that the hole is going to be there when he gets there. And I went to Detroit, and we had Barry Sanders. And we didn't run the trap with Barry Sanders because that wasn't his thing. His thing was, give me the ball, and I'll find a hole. I'll make the guy miss. So that's what you did with Barry Sanders. With Franco Harris, you ran a trapping game because he believes the hole was going to be there when he got there. So you take each individual and find out what they do well, and then incorporate that into your scheme. And like when we had Peyton Manning at Indianapolis, well, Peyton was special, and Peyton had the capability. He could get you to the best play or the best pass against what he saw at the line of scrimmage. So if that's true, we'll go no huddle and give him kind of an idea of what you're thinking, and then let him pick the best play for that particular situation. And he was special at doing it. And had we not done that with him, I tell people, that arrested me for malpractice.
Well, it's all part, and all of this great football knowledge is all part of the Player's Coach. New book out from Tom Moore, Pro Football Hall of Fame Award of Excellence winner, and still a current Tampa Bay Buccaneers assistant, along with legendary Bucs beat writer Rick Stroud. And he's with us here on the BetQL Guest Hotline on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app here in Washington, D.C. Tom, you mentioned Peyton. Obviously, you got a chance to work with Tom Brady before he retired, winning a Super Bowl together with him. You did what you did with Peyton and obviously Bradshaw before that. What was the main differences or difference, if you will, between Peyton and Brady specifically in your eyes?
Well, it's interesting. They were a lot more similar than different. They were both very intelligent. They were both the prototype pro quarterbacks, drop back passers. They both had great intelligence for the game. They both had a great commitment to be the very best at the game. And to be that, you got to be committed. And these two guys had the two things that quarterbacks really have to be great. And there's three things. In other words, you have to be able to recall or remember what you're taught. Then you have to process what you saw. And then you have to execute what you're supposed to do based on seeing and processing. And all that, you get about 1.8 seconds to do that. And those two guys could do it as well as anybody I've ever seen, as could Bradshaw.
Coach, I came out with Coach Dungy. We, in that class over in the Hula Bowl, Japan, this guy has not changed one iota. I've never seen a guy more violent that is so calm. Can you explain that to our audience about this dude who comes across, and he is what he is, but he's violent, but he's calm. And that's what I say about Dungy.
Well, when he came, I recruited to the University of Minnesota.
Okay.
And he'd never flown before. And so I had to fly into Jackson, Michigan to get on the plane with him to bring him out to the University of Minnesota. And when he came out there as a freshman, he was a little bit of a hothead. And so I finally called him in. I said, Tony, we got to change his whole demeanor. If you're going to lead this team and you're going to be the guy that runs this operation, you got to get under control. Mm. And he did. And he did. And he said that same thing my father told me, but the coach has told me. And so he did it. And Tony was so smart. Tony had those three qualities that Peyton and Terry and Brady had in college. And we ran a no huddle in college, and Tony called his own plays in college.
Interesting.
Doesn't surprise me.
Tom Moore is the greatest NFL assistant coach of all time. That's the words of Tony Dungy, we were just talking about, and was honored Pro Football Hall of Fame Award of Excellence just a couple of years ago, and he's still coaching all these years later with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And Tom, that leads me to my final question. We thank you so much for your time. Jaden Daniels and the Washington Commanders come down to Raymond James Stadium on Sunday to take on your Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You've been a guy, again, around so many great quarterbacks. When you think of Jaden Daniels, even before you see him play in person in a regular season game, what do you think, and how optimistic are you?
Well, I truly loved him. I watched the tape. I watched all of his college tape from his playing days in college, and I was impressed with him. I think he's a great talent. I think he's going to have truly a great career in the National Football League. And the coaching staff there has got an excellent staff with Cliff Kingsbury, you know, leading the offense. So there's nothing but the sky's the limit for him.
Tom, thank you so very much,
Coach,
for doing this. It is truly an honor. I mean, I've watched you from afar, getting to talk to you here, and Doc Walker, you know, who's won, like I said, a Super Bowl, with the Washington Redskins. I tell him all the time how envious and jealous, if you will, I am of having that moment. But you, sir, you are NFL legend and legacy and
absolutely
everything that is good about the game. So thank you so much for doing this.
Thanks, Coach.
And look forward seeing you down there on Sunday.
Well, thank you. And the reason I've got those rings and that induction in the Hall of Fame, that's because of the players I've coached. I've had the opportunity to coach some of the greatest players who've ever played the game.
Thank you, Coach. Appreciate
thanks,
you.
Coach.
Good luck this year. And thanks again for doing this. And we encourage everybody to read the players, Coach. We appreciate you.
All right. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, that is the legendary Tom Moore. Again, current Buccaneers assistant. So he'll be coaching against Jaden Daniels and the Commanders. You heard what he just said. I think he's a great talent. Sky's the limit. I mean, he said he watched every college game. The guy's 85 years old, and yet he's still watching every game and break. Just unbelievable, right? I mean, you talk about a love and a passion for the NFL and for football. To be doing what Tom Moore is still doing, and then to write a book about it, and to be able to touch as many great athletes as he has, unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right, let's take a quick timeout. Then we will come back with our guy, Double A. Athan in Annapolis will lead off with him. Sorry, Athan. Just a little bit behind here. And then we will finish up the show with a little three cleanup on aisle three and Dum Dum of the Day on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, good to have you with us. Coming up, Dum Dum of the Day before we get on out of here. Then we'll make way for Craig Hoffman. He's not the Dum Dum of the Day. He's just coming up next. Doc Walker with us. And again, Tom Moore, you know, I mean, listen, 85 years old, 46 years in the NFL, still going. I don't know if he was serious. He said he watched every Jaden Daniels game in college. That's like 55 games. Amen. 55
gets paid to do that.
I know, but Doc, that's crazy. Like, they weren't, I mean, not that Baker Mayfield was assured to come back. He wasn't. He was a free agent.
Right.
I mean, could you imagine?
He's
just
not
like,
threading 8mm.
I know.
It's not like it used to be.
I know.
You know, some
Doc,
some
I some, try and watch one game and I'm like my
no,
brain
I'm
is
just saying,
exploding.
He's got some 26-year-old like Nell,
yeah,
loading up the machine,
yeah,
and they go, coach is ready, and he pushes a button.
Do you think he can do it that way, or do you think he can just do it from a laptop?
I think they're doing it for. I don't think he has to do anything but sit down.
Yeah,
probably got a cup of Java.
Doc, I would fall asleep three plays in.
No, you wouldn't, because he's looking at it. You're looking at a monitor. He's looking at a 50-foot-inch screen. He's in an auditorium that's air-conditioned. He's sitting in a seat that's actually massaging him.
Yeah.
You're looking at this at like your home. This dude's in a million-dollar facility.
I know.
It's a whole different ball game. They've got a kitchen, a chef area, preparing his next meal. He's living large.
Would you – all right. Last question, then we'll get to Double A.
All right.
If you were Tom Moore and you've been around the greats that he has, Bradshaw, you know, again, Chuck Knoll, Tony Dungy, mm-hmm. Peyton Manning, you know, you want to throw Arians into that mix?
Oh, you have to. What?
Right?
You want to, of course.
Sure.
Love Arians.
Tom Brady.
Tom
and now, you know, Todd Bowles mm-hmm. and Baker Mayfield, whatever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Would you still be coaching? At 85?
Yeah, I think if you can do it, then what? If not that, then what?
Well, that's the obvious question.
Yeah.
But I mean, at some point, is there nothing more than football?
I think that what it's doing is keeping that blood
pumping
through your vessels. I think one of the most important things in life is purpose. You have people that depend on you, and it gives you meaning. They're not just, he's not a mascot. He's in there with purpose. They're counting on him to lace up on them that they can't figure out on their own. Yeah. He's a trusted, like a consultant. I don't think there's any greater pleasure than being an asset to an organization, that you're actually bringing something to the table that has value. I don't think there's any better gig you could ever have if they appreciate it. And you're part of a unit that's competitive and you're trying to win.
I mean, if you're Todd Bowles, how could you not appreciate what Tom Moore, right, brings to the table, right? Because, I mean, Todd Bowles is an excellent defensive mind. But we know he's got to be somewhat to some degree limited offensively, right? In terms of his expertise, in terms of his maybe aggressive nature like he is on defense. So Tom Moore brings, I mean, you're Tom, like basically like, you know, they let Peyton, he was the offensive coordinator for all those years. They let Peyton run a no huddle and call his own plays.
Yeah.
And some might go, well, Tom Moore didn't really do anything. But Tom Moore did all of the work behind the scenes to allow that to happen on game day.
Ask Peyton about Tom Moore.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, and the other thing is that even the best example of leadership was Dungy, a defensive-minded guy who played quarterback.
Yeah.
See, I love this. He was a quarterback who played safety.
Yeah.
Then he got the label of being a defensive guy who was a quarterback. Yeah. And then he gave that up that to Peyton. The head coach allows the quarterback to run the team.
Mm-hmm.
Allows all this to happen. They never let ego get involved.
And the story he told to your question was how he, again, I take him at his word, right? How he changed Tony Dungy from basically a raving lunatic
into a
calm and control and command.
It's a safety, too. I mean, Tony. You know, so the thing about it, when you're with these guys coming out of college and we're in that class, Tony Hill, that group and these personalities as they go and, you know, guys age and go through, they don't have their own experiences. But watching those guys that make it to the mountaintop, win Super Bowls, or in Tony's case, then go to the Hall of Fame, and you with these guys coming out of college and, you know, the Hula Bowl, Japan, whatever these things are, those are the things that you remember when their personalities don't change and you still can, you know, have them where you see them and there were some crazy things that went on at that time and they still have recall about them and it's just... But, you know, he was in Pittsburgh when I was in Cincinnati. And watching him grow, it to me, Dungy is just, it's amazing. And then the guys that you lost, Gary Jeter was a part of that class and with the Giants first-round pick. And we lost him years ago. And but you always think about guys like that. So, but seeing Tom all those years, I didn't realize he was still in the game at this level. But at his age, man, I'm so... That's awesome. Because if he's not doing that, what is he going to do? He's probably go somewhere and slow down.
I'd be on vacation. That's what I'd
slow down.
I'd be on a cruise ship for 10 months out of the year.
No, he's slow. He's cranked up and going, and that is, man, that's awesome.
Doc, I don't care what kind of setup they have in the Buccaneers facility. I would not be there at 85.
You know, Essek, what's funny? He'll be doing the same thing. He'll be doing lectures. He'll be going around the country doing lectures about whatever the latest form of communication is at that time about sports radio.
I bet you $1 million, Doc, right here, right now, that I won't be working when I'm 85. I guarantee you. That's nuts.
Essek, remember this.
That's nuts.
Earmark that, yeah.
Put it down.
Him
Essek,
and the youngest in
I'm
charge.
I'm 50 now. In 35 years... I promise, I'm betting Doc $1 million.
Yeah, $1 million. You're on.
That I'm not going to be working.
I forget things that you say, oh, we should do this skit and bit over the weekend. The fact that you're expecting me to remember this in 35 years, sure.
Just do it.
Just tag it.
Just do it, Essek.
Just tag it. And then make sure the second youngest in charge movements understands that what he said.
Speaking of the youngest in charge, he needs a little, some spiritual guidance from time to time. And I know a guy who can provide that. It's our guy, Double A, Athan in Annapolis.
Yeah.
Double A, sorry about the long wait time. Hope you're well, my friend. How are you?
Everything's good. How are you, Chris? I hope you had a great time in New York.
Thank you, pal. Appreciate you. I did. It was wonderful. It was much needed. And back to work and ready for the football season.
I hear that. Doc, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
Excellent. Ready to get this thing going on Sunday, because I think on Sunday you're not going against a prolific offense, but I think it's going to tell a lot, because you're going to see times that this team gets pressure, which you didn't see hardly at all last year. But if it's like pitch and catch every other play that they don't have pressure, it's going to be very concerning, because they got some tough games coming up after that, one against Cincinnati, and then it's just very it's going to be concerning, because if they're scouring people's practice squads, or they're trying to go after free agents or make trades for people's leftovers come after tomorrow or Sunday's game, then it's going to be concerning, because Chris, you've heard me say it, you play the way you practice. So I think the offense is going to do some good things and mix things up, but mark my words, good or bad, the kicking game will revere its ugly or beautiful head on Sunday.
You know, If the game comes down to a Cade York field goal one way or the other to either put them ahead and then ultimately he misses and they lose a tight one or to tie it up late, you know, as long as it's not like a monsoon of rain or really adverse weather conditions or like a 52-yarder, which is not automatic, you know, that's going to be fascinating to watch. Like if it's a 35, let's call it a 38-yard field goal and the conditions are fine, double A, and he misses, oh, I mean, after what they've been through at that position so far this year, people are going to just go bonkers. And I don't know how else to explain it other than, I mean, at some point you just have to settle on a guy and understand that he's going to miss some kicks that you think are pretty automatic, right? It just doesn't work that way that anybody that's available is perfect or close to it. It just doesn't work that way. Because well, the ones like, you know, what's his name up in Baltimore? He's not available because he's damn near perfect, you know? I mean, so I guess we have to stop expecting perfection is the long and the short of it. But I'm with you. I'm fearful that something like that is going to happen.
Well, it is supposed to rain or overcast on Sunday, so we'll see what happens with that. And last thing I'll say is great interview with Tom Moore. You're definitely talking to a guru. But just remember one thing. You have the Godfather sitting next to you. That's the Godfather of the D.C. area right there, the man, Doc Walker, who is the most approachable former player / celebrity you will ever meet. And I could say that from personal experience.
Absolutely. Well done. Thank you, Double A. Appreciate you. Thanks, as A. always. Hope you had a good dinner last night, pal.
It was good. It was good. Actually, real quick, just to tell everybody. So we walked.
Oh, you didn't have to tell everybody.
Oh, I need to hear this.
I was just busting your chops a little bit.
No. Just real quick. So we walk in, and I dropped your name, and mafia style, we got the best table in the whole place. Okay, so you know your buddy had a great time. Okay. Unfortunately, when they brought the check and they said, this is Linnell Willingham with you. And I said, yeah. I said, you know, it's first time here at Morton's and they wanted to charge me double. So thankfully, I was able to drop Doc's name and say I knew him. And it just charged me the normal price. So.
He didn't take silverware or anything, did he?
No, but he did take some leftovers home with him quite a bit. So I think
that's okay.
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay. As long as it's just food.
That's okay. Fine. And what you had steak and he had shrimp. Is that right?
Well, I don't eat seafood. Uh-huh. So I just had steak and meatballs, and then he had some meatballs, some shrimp, and steak. So
where'd he go?
Morton's. Morton's.
Went to
Morton's
and had meatballs.
Yeah.
And shrimp, and didn't have beef.
No, and had some steak, apparently.
He had some steak. Yeah. We didn't.
Yes,
he wasn't
yes,
used
American,
to it.
American Express points took care of us good last night. It was a good time.
AMX,
attaboy.
Man.
Good
go for
you.
That.
Thank you, Double A. Appreciate
Thanks,
you. You're
Double
a good
a.
man.
I hope you got a picture. If you did, please send me one.
I will send it to you because I got the picture.
Oh, you got the photo?
I got the
I need a photo.
I'm going to send it into TMZ.
Yeah, I want to see this because I don't really believe. I can't envision Zion in a restaurant of that nature.
Wait till you see what Zion was wearing.
He had Crocs on.
I was going to say.
He had Crocs on.
He's got Crocs?
He had Crocs on. Crocs on in a steakhouse.
And he's making fun of me for wearing two different shoes.
He had Crocs on.
At least it was appropriate.
He's so country. I'll tell you what, man. You know what?
Oh, thanks, Double A. You're the best.
Thanks, Double A, man. We owe you something.
Oh, my goodness.
My God.
Could you imagine? Athan in Annapolis is such a good human being to be stuck and riddled with baby bull, young Zion,
take
for 2 hours.
Zion to a 5-star restaurant.
I mean,
were they his fancy Crocs?
Why would you let him do that?
I mean, at least when I take him out to lunch, we go to the Big Stick.
Yeah, that's what he deserves.
You know?
Put newspaper down, or whatever, take him into a place. You can't take him to no place with
Athan
white tablecloth.
Takes him to Morton's.
Morton's.
Unbelievable. All right, let's do a final trending timeout. And then we'll come back with that simulated season thing and clean up on aisle 3 when we return on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, we know who's going to be calling the plays for the Commanders this Sunday and beyond. It's Cliff Kingsbury. Did you know that Brian Daboll, the Giants head coach, is taking over the play calling duties for the New York Giants here in a critical year three, 2024? The former offensive coordinator with the Bills in Alabama is going back to his roots and going to take over the Giants offense. Meanwhile, back at 49ers practice today as they get set for the New York Jets 6 nights from now to open the season on Monday Night Football. How about this? Former Redskin Trent Williams back after agreeing to a new contract. Also Brandon Ayuk and Christian McCaffrey, who's missed much of the training camp and preseason with a calf injury. Of course, the sad story over the weekend, first-round pick Ricky Pearsall out of Florida shot in the chest. He is not going to be available for the 49ers for at least the first 4 games of the year. And from baseball, the Nationals getting ready to open up a series against the Miami Marlins after getting swept by the Chicago Cubs. They are down in Miami, 6:40 first pitch on 106.7 The Fam, and of course always live and free on the Odyssey app. And that's what's trending.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, we're wrapping up the show on this fast-moving Tuesday afternoon. Again, thanks to Tom Moore, Buccaneers assistant and author and Hall of Fame Award of Excellence winner just a couple of years ago. Tony Dungy, Hall of Famer, says he's the greatest assistant coach in NFL history. He joined us earlier this hour. If you missed that, Matt's got a podcast for you at theteam980.com and or on the Odyssey app. Or you can hit rewind right to 3 o'clock. We appreciate him joining us. Great conversation there. And, of course, his thoughts on Jaden Daniels at the end. Doc, you know what time it is, right, as we approach the witching hour of 4 o'clock, right?
Yes, indeed.
It is time to clean up on aisle 3. I hope Matt's okay with it. Because I didn't really ask. What we may have missed. What we forgot. What we need to touch on. What we promoted that we didn't get to. And even if it's just a minute or two, a mention.
Clean up in aisle 3.
Clean up on aisle 3. You know what we forgot to mention? All of our football coverage today is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. So, Doc, we opened the show talking about college football. Florida State has dropped out of the AP Top 25 after an 0-2 start.
You think?
Probably shouldn't be a surprise, right?
Not at all.
Virginia Tech... Mm-hmm. Was supposed to, and some people's Pat McAfee was preaching them for the college football playoff. Mm-hmm. Matt Berry was as well on ESPN last week. Mm-hmm. They're not out of it, but boy, was that a disappointing start to the season, losing at Vanderbilt, down 17-0 at the half. Yes, they made the comeback, mm-hmm. eventually losing in overtime, and yes, their starting quarterback was hurt, but as 13.5-point favorites, it's kind of hoping for a little bit more from Virginia Tech.
Yeah, you've lost the ability to control your destiny so far.
Yeah.
You're not out of it, though.
No, And that's the good news about a 12-team playoff.
There you go.
You can lose one game early on. Maybe you can even lose two games.
There you go.
As long as you're good the rest of the way. And that's quite the problem. All right. I mentioned this earlier, teased this, promoted this. So ESPN did, through their Football Power Index thing and their simulations, 20,000 simulations of the NFL season. But they chose one in particular. One in particular to write about. So they simulate the full slate 20,000 times, and they chose simulation number 515.
You want to know
what it spit out? I'm going to give
you a
couple
highlights.
Tell me
the Dallas Cowboys did something.
Well, you're going to, I think, like this. I think you're going to like this. The Cowboys did make the playoffs, but they lost in a blowout again, falling 37-14 to the San Francisco 49ers in the divisional playoffs. They did not win the division. The Eagles, who were 6-6 heading into Week 13 and two games behind Dallas, made a comeback and actually won a tiebreaker and beat Dallas in Week 17, 22-10. In which they sacked Dak Prescott all sorts of ways and won the NFC East title via a head-to-head tiebreaker. How about that? How do you like them apples? But then the Eagles, Doc, as the two seed, had their season end to who? Caleb Williams and the Chicago Bears.
Nah, I know it's make-believe.
The Bears beat the Eagles 23-17 in the wild card, then lost in the divisional round to the Detroit Lions 27-16 in this simulation. However, one more for you before we get to the Commanders. You know what they simulated the Atlanta Falcons and Kirk Cousins and our guy Raheem Morris to be?
Now that one you might get me off beat.
Want to take a guess real quick?
Record-wise,
yeah. Would you say 6-11 or 11-6?
11-6.
Wrong. 6-11.
Okay.
And Michael Penix starting games by the end of the year. Now, as for the Commanders, they had the Commanders, Patriots, Panthers, and Vikings all at 4-11 entering the final week of the season. I'm sorry, the final 2 weeks of the season. That's all you need to know.
Okay.
Bottom line, top five draft pick, if that's the way it works out. I'll have more on that for you coming up, probably tomorrow. But I wanted to get that in because
as
we mentioned
Clay,
that.
Clay and the Cowboys are okay with it, then it's good.
Yeah.
Then I know that it's worth it.
I mean, listen, again, this is one simulation, one out of 20,000. One out of 20,000. By the way, I forgot to mention, they had the Commanders as finishing with the number two overall pick again.
Right behind
the Vikings and the number one overall pick, who you might think, well, let's take quarterback, right? But they just drafted a quarterback in J.J. McCarthy, who spent the year, of course, injured. So the Commanders finished once again in this one simulation with the number two overall pick and therefore the number two, the second worst record in the NFL. Again, for whatever it's worth, which
well,
is probably not much.
An offensive line.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Doc, wrapping up, clean up on aisle three. Do you know what happened over the weekend here in Washington?
Well, I heard a guy that was wore some plastic shoes into a five-star steakhouse.
Well, that happened too. Okay. But I'll do you one on the field.
Okay.
Despite the debut of Daren Baker, despite, I don't even know how to say the guy's name, Brazizi or whatever his name is, it doesn't matter. The Nationals, who lost the first two games of the series, then said, you know what? We're going to do you one better. We're going to commit 3,000 errors and lose 14-1 to the Chicago Cubs, who, granted, have been on a bender, but 14-1. To the Chicago Cubs to get swept.
Yikes.
Davey Martinez was pissed, as he should have been.
Yeah.
Defense was terrible all game long. Really and honestly, the defense has been very, very, very spot. I don't know what all the metrics and all the analytics would say. I know this. Jacob Young's awesome in center field. Everyone else stinks. It just has not been good in the second half of the season.
Can't argue. He is amazing. CJ's in a little bit of a slump.
A little bit. I would say. You know who was still good, though? Dylan Cruz hit a second home run over the weekend.
You think he's adapted?
The future is here, man. Yeah, Dylan Cruz, Tania Chaparro, Darren Baker, James Wood,
Yepez.
Yeah. I mean, whatever Abrams turns out, and Abrams is all the way down to 244, Doc. He has not been good since the All-Star break. Garcia's still hitting 290. You know, Ruiz has had a little bit of a bounce back. Jacob Young, who we just mentioned, and is hitting almost 260. This team is not far off, but, man, they got to get better at base running and fielding to give themselves a chance.
Basics, and I think that's easier to accomplish than getting the next Nolan Ryan.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and while everybody's focusing on, hey, man, how can they bring Juan Soto back? Juan Soto.
This is little, you know what, pieces.
Can we just bring in a better fundamental baseball team?
Yeah.
Can we do that?
Yeah.
Can we please do that?
Rizzo.
I mean, tonight they open up a series against the even worse Miami Marlins, who they swept in a four-game series in Miami. They swept them also here in Washington. I don't remember if there was another series in between that. I think there was, but honestly, I don't exactly remember the results of that series. But I know they won the first seven games of the season series against the Marlins, something I'm sure you'll hear on the broadcast tonight. 6:40, the first pitch. 6:10, the pregame coverage over on 106.7 The Fam. And, of course, on the always live and free Odyssey app. Tonight, again, the Nats taking on the Miami Marlins. Now, at Lone Depot Park, they have the ability to be closed roof, right? Which all stadiums should have.
Amen.
So weather should not be a problem. But it's not going to be anyway. Even if they keep the roof open, and the roof might be open, did you know it's only going to be a high of 85 degrees at game time in early September in Miami with a 7% chance of precipitation for the Nats and the Marlins? How about them apples? Hmm.
Will we get a chance to see Zion throw out a first pitch this year?
No.
Anywhere? We won't?
No.
Okay.
No. Today's game day, nobody wants him. Today's game day weather is presented by Pepco. Storm season is here, and we know a little prep makes a big difference. Get storm informed at pepco.com/stormprep. And that, my friends, is how you do a little cleanup on aisle three.
Clean up in aisle three.
Coming up next, we have not forgotten the story of last night. No, not Joe Tessitore debuting on Monday Night Raw, although that was good. No, not Boston College hammering Florida State, but one unlucky soul and what he promised and then what he did to prove that he's not a man and that he's spineless. Next, Dum Dum of the Day. Stay tuned. Oh, I know why Matty Ice is playing this. Oh, yeah, baby. In case you missed it last night, I started seeing this all on Twitter during the game as Florida State was getting blown out. Oh, it was the story of the night.
It's time for Dum Dum of the Day.
All right. So there's a Florida State fan, supposedly, allegedly, that said on Twitter, before he deleted his Twitter account, Doc, that he would eat poop out of a red Solo cup. He did this before Florida State gagged all over themselves against Bill O'Brien and Boston College and how we opened up the show, leading to him deleting his post on Twitter to try and get away. But, of course, internet sleuths were all over him. And then one of the more influential television voices of our era, SVP. Scott Van Pelt made it worse for the man.
They're not down as bad as that dude on the internet who said he'd eat dog poop out of a Solo cup. But then you think you just get to delete your account. And the internet ain't going to forget that, buddy. You don't get to just keep it moving and get a new name or something. People are going to find you.
So Scott Van Pelt just said it as good as you can. I mean, the only thing he didn't put in there was, you know, you can't just delete your Twitter account, dog. Like, I was expecting something like that, but Scott Van Pelt is too professional probably to do that. But he's like, you just can't delete your account for eating, say you're going to eat poop out of a Solo cup. Well, that's what this clown did. Now, supposedly, according to Barstool Sports, they have identified the guy. Somebody ratted him out.
They'll find him.
I don't know who.
They'll find him.
I don't know where. I don't know when.
They'll find him.
But it was in one of the Barstool Sports stories that I read last night. It reminded me of a guy named Aaron Goldhammer in Cleveland who used to, I don't know if he still does, work for the ESPN station in Cleveland. He once ate dog poop just on the air because he swore that he would if the Cleveland Browns signed Deshaun Watson.
I remember that.
And I saw...
What?
I didn't remember the story. I saw the picture of him on the air eating
salivating
dog crap.
Oh.
Could you I pick up dog crap all the time. It's disgusting. I could not imagine having to eat it.
Well, it doesn't kill you.
No, but that's it good. Might.
And we all know that this man, the man just 2 weeks ago, was up in the wilderness and survived, I think, 4 or 5 days on drinking his own urine. So that doesn't kill you.
I wouldn't do that either.
Well,
I'd rather die of thirst.
I don't think so.
Congratulations. You're Chris's dum-dum of the
interesting
day.
Interesting way.
Doc, are you telling me if you were stuck out in the wilderness that you would drink?
I think you do.
Urine?
To whatever it takes to live.
I don't know if I would want to go out that way. I mean, I'd rather just go. I'd just rather go take a dirt nap. Matt, before we get out of here.
Matt is sick.
Matt has started a Twitter poll at Mr_Me93 with an astonishing 3 votes so far. But Matt has questioned the audience. Will at WrestleMania621 be working when he's 85? Also, can someone remind me of this in 35 years?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Oh, good.
2/3 of the votes, there's only 3, have said, I will be working. 66.7% say, I will be working
when
I'm 85.
And I agree you will.
I promise you. Again, I'm betting you $1 million that in 35 years, Doc,
Russell,
I will not be working.
You wake up because you know we're out there waiting for you to wake up to deliver us the message.
But Doc, here's the catch.
Yeah.
I'm betting you $1 million and only you, because I'll take my chances that you won't be with us at 106 or whatever.
Oh, you I'm surprised at you.
I'm
surprised you're betting against me.
I hope you are, but then I'll gladly pay.
Yeah.
Or I'll just default because I'll be dead.
Me.
Anyway.
Yeah, you're betting against me. Well,
Craig Hoffman up next. Anthony Haney is in the house.
Anthony, I'm telling you what, he's gained about 12 pounds.
He's getting ready for another basketball game against Baby Zion.
He's swole up.
There you go. All right. Thanks to Tom Moore. Thanks to Matty Ice.
Yeah, thanks, fellas.
Thanks to everybody.
Thanks,
we'll see you tomorrow.
Appreciate you.
At 1.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.